IOM Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and you are listening to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. Tonight, I have a very, very special guest with me this evening. Her name is Leanna Marino, and she is a Chios master teacher. She's an energy healer, a psychic, a medium, certified life coach, and amazing extraordinaire of all of these modalities all rolled into one. And I'm so happy to have her on the show with us this evening. She pulls all of her energies from a divine place of love and light. When she was growing up, she was always intuitive, experienced premonitions, but she learned early on not to share this with many people. She didn't like the fact that people feared what they didn't understand. She was able to hear and see things others could not. She could sense other energies around her, but she decided to just keep it inside. But in 2007, she experienced several losses, and her life took a direction that she could no longer turn away from or hide. She began to awaken at the speed of light. From that point on, she had amazing mentors help her through her quest for acceptance of who she is and her soul purpose. And today, in the now, Leanna's here to facilitate those who are in need of finding their own core being of who they are. Her desire is to offer hope and coach people how to live in their center of joy. Leanna assists people in getting closer to their soul, to think with their hearts instead of their brains, and to live in balance within their higher selves. So we also, humanity depends on this to grow in the love that we're meant to be as a combined consciousness of one. Leanna offers energy healings, cleansings, readings, life coaching via spirit by tapping into the client's energy, spirit guides, or loved ones if they choose to present themselves. And she also teaches Chios classes level 1, 2, and 3 certification. Welcome to the show, Leanna.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good. I'm so happy to have you. That's quite a background. And I want to go back and first of all, I want to ask how you survived this full moon. This was quite an intense moon. Would you not agree?
It was definitely intense, but I'm still coming off of September's eclipses.
Yeah, I know. We really got kind of sucker punched in September and October both. And I agree. I feel like we're going to be processing this for some time to come. But I feel like that, and I wrote about this in my newsletter, that with this full moon, there was like a duality of positive and negative influences that we are still seeing and that we will see this for some time to come. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. You know, one of the things I noticed with this last moon was how it really wiped out my energy level. I think I was down with no energy from Friday on, and it was almost a fluish type feeling. Everything ached. I was exhausted. There was so much coming to me as far as premonitions, like all night long. I couldn't sleep and just have a nice sleep. I was waking up. I was waking myself up talking to myself. I was waking up from premonitions. And it just was something I almost felt like I couldn't control. So I was trying to do a little more meditation than normal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was the same way. I could not sleep either. It was so intense. And later in the show, we're gonna talk about some of the premonitions and predictions that that you've been feeling and seeing, and that I've been feeling and seeing. But first, I want to kind of introduce our listeners to you and your background, and I want to take you back to childhood. And can you talk a little bit about your abilities, how old you were when they showed up, and kind of what you did with them back then?
Sure. It just seems so long ago. Okay. Well, when I was about 8 years old, I would tell my mom about dreams I was having. I didn't think much of it. You know, I was eight. But when I was about 14 years old, I know that my mom had showed me a log that she actually kept. She wrote down a lot of my dreams. And then with those, she had cut out newspaper articles that matched up with those dreams, you know, a day or two later, occurrences, such as plane crashing, men with guns on planes taking control of it, as from a child's perspective, volcanoes occurring. And she gave these to me, and I remember thinking how weird it was that I had dreams that came true. I mean, that's the way I saw it. Mm-hmm. I wish, right, I would have kept those, because as a 14-year-old, you just don't think about how important something like that would be. But from that point, I started realizing how when friends would come to me for advice, or maybe about someone they were interested in or issues they were going through at home, I just knew what to say. It just came to me. It wasn't something I had to think about. And it would end up being correct later. So I never really saw things for myself until one day when I was going horseback riding with a girlfriend of mine. We were in eighth grade. And for whatever reason, I was so worried my horse was going to trip because I kept seeing it in my head. And I told my mom about it, and she said, Leanna, horses don't trip. They have four legs. That's two more than you have. So don't worry. Have fun. Well, I'm sure you can guess what happened. My horse wanted to turn around and go back to the stables halfway through our ride, and it literally tripped, and I went flying off. So my mom was in shock when I got home. I was all scraped up. My palm was all cut up. And my girlfriend couldn't believe it because it happened right in front of her. And she knew that I was already, you know, talking about something I kept seeing. So right. I also used to hear my deceased dog drinking water in her tin bowl late at night and walking in the hallway, as well as waking up and seeing beings in my room. But honestly, I stopped sharing my experiences with people when I hit about 15 years old, because they either judged me or found it to be fearful. So it wasn't comfortable, especially for a kid who's trying to fit in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I like to talk about these things from our childhood because I feel like that there are listeners out there who either A, can identify with it, or B, they may have a child or know someone who has a child who's experiencing some of these things. And I feel like it's so important to kind of talk about it and put it out there on the table and let people know that it's okay when, you know, it's not only okay, but it's a beautiful gift when your child has these experiences. And it's just learning what to do with them and how to support our kids when they do have these gifts. And I know you have a gifted daughter as well.
And son. My son also is, he's seen, I would say, I don't want to call him ghost. I don't like the word ghost, but spirits since he was young. But he is pretty much in denial over it. We don't talk about it. It's just a big no-no. But my daughter is very intuitive as well as channels. And most of the time it's not when she wants to. So she doesn't really care for it right now.
Right. Well, they're still young and will come into their own when it's their time. So now I want to talk about in the year 2007 and it was kind of the beginning of your further awakening. I mean, you were like me. We came in with this gift and, you know, we tried to fit in as children. But can you talk about that a little bit about how it did further your awakening?
Well, I can say that was a year that changed my life forever. Aside from it being a challenging year due to job changes, lack of income, moving households, among other things, it happened to be the year where I lost approximately 9 people I loved, all different times through that year in the 12-month span, and all from different reasons, from cancer to, you know, old age to just weird things happening. But the one that hit me the hardest was losing my mom, December 23rd, 2007. And I was highly upset and went into a depression. I was angry with God and the entire world. I had been seeing spirits throughout the year in my home, in pictures I would take around me, and I knew I was losing control over suppressing them. So I read a couple books on meditating. This was after she passed, and I had never done meditating before. So I decided to try it. I was told it was going to help me. And so that was pretty much a turning point for me. I decided to go into meditation. I was seeing myself in some type of a basement or cellar, and I climbed up the stairs. And when I had to get to the top, I pushed up the door. So suddenly I was outside. And once I was outside, I was instantly surrounded by this immense, adoring, gorgeous, very light energy that was so powerful, so secure and uplifting. And really, there's just no words to describe it. I mean, I can use words. It's not going to touch how this was. So it was just so beautiful. And I was in nature. So there was a moving stream. There was big trees, colorful flowers, perfect weather. It was like 78 degrees exactly. I don't know how I knew that, but I did. The colors mm-hmm. were brilliant. And one leaf had so many different colors of green that I could barely I couldn't even possibly explain, since the colors don't exist in our own dimension. I then saw my mother coming towards me, and I just cried. Mind you, I was in meditation, not asleep, so I could physically feel the tears coming down my face. And I almost panicked, afraid I would pull myself out of this meditation, because I wanted to see her so bad. And she came to me and hugged me, and I can feel her. I can smell her. And I kept telling her how much I loved her and how much I missed her. And she loved me too. She let me know this. But she said I wouldn't have to miss her because she was always going to be around us.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we will finish that story. That's a beautiful story. And we will be right back. This is Psychic Medium Jill M. Jackson with guest Leanna Marino. And you're listening to Best of the Best Connect Soul to Soul.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shay Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, I lost the sound there. Welcome back to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. Are you with us, Leanna?
Yeah, I'm here. I lost the sound, too.
Yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulties. For those of you just joining us, I am interviewing Leanna Marino tonight, and her website is www.energyvibrationalbalance.com. Welcome back to the show, Leanna.
Thank you.
So when we were going to break, you were sharing this beautiful, beautiful, I want to say, connection with your mom shortly after she passed. How long after she passed did you have that experience?
It was about 6 weeks.
Beautiful. And so how long do you think it lasted when you were sharing all of that with her?
As far as the meditation?
Yeah, during that, because it probably seemed like.
It felt like it was too quick. So, but I remember coming out of it, and it had been almost an hour. But it just felt like, to me, it felt like I was only there for 5 minutes. And she had spoken to me telepathically. So she did let me know, you know, that I don't have to miss her. She's around us, you know, whenever we need her. And she had held her hands out to show me, like, this place that she was in. So, you know, I can see that she was safe and happy and in this loving energy. And energy I just wish I could let everyone feel, because it was so amazing. And she wanted me to understand this is a place where I might call heaven. So she was just letting me see how amazing it was. And I had told her I wanted to stay there with her, and she said I had to go back because I had to share this message so that others have hope and know the truth that we are eternal souls that could never die. And I started crying harder, and suddenly I was back into myself. So to me, I was back in this heavy, dense energy of our 3D Earth. So since then, mm-hmm. I've learned how to embrace my gifts to help others where I may and provide them, you know, the tools to give them a different perception, help empower them to see who they really are, and teach them how to use their own gifts.
Beautiful. And you and I met, I believe it was about, 8 or 9 years ago on a prediction
nine.
Prophecy
mm-hmm.
site. Was it 9? Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was a site where psychics would come and they would post their predictions, and people would comment on them, and it was a really cool place, and we shared our gifts for quite some time, Leanna, and that's how we came to know each other, and mm-hmm. our predictions were kind of consistently in the top percentage of accurate hits, as we call them, as were others on the site.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been getting some really strong premonitions myself, but I want to talk about that and some of the ones that you've been receiving as well. I want to talk about that in the second half of the show. But I want to tell an amazing story to our listeners about how gifted Leanna was. About a year before I met my husband, I was just talking to her on the phone one day, and out of the blue, she told me that I would be meeting my husband, and she gave me the most specific details, told me what his first initial would start with, where I would meet him, about how he dressed, his shoes, all these different very, very specific things. And sure enough, about a year later, that came to pass. And so I like to tell people how accurate you are, Leanna. So if you are looking for an amazing psychic and energy healer as well, and we'll talk about that coming up, about how you combine the two. So thank you for that. Thank you for that prediction.
Well, I still laugh about it because, you know, when I saw you in the place that you were going to meet him, in what I felt was I was going to be with you, because that's how it felt, and knowing that, you know, you're 4,000 miles away from me. I don't know how that was going to happen, but I felt like I was with you when you were going to meet him. So to me, it's funny because you don't realize, like, when you have a premonition of something and you have so much detail to it, it really feels as though you're in that situation as well. So I obviously merged with the energy and was mistaking your energy for me, thinking I was going to be with you, but I was not.
Well, you were there energetically the night that I did meet my husband, because I remembered every single thing about that prediction. And so
yeah, all the way down to his hair. Sometimes yeah, I get the strangest details.
But you know what? That's what people are looking for. That's what people are looking for. So be sure to check out Leanna's site for those of you that are looking for an unbelievable psychic. Now, we have about 6 or 7 minutes before we go on our second break of the night. So I just want to talk a little bit about some of the premonitions and predictions that you've been receiving and that I've been receiving. Do you want to I shared one in my newsletter, and I debated on whether to share it in my newsletter, because I used to do world predictions, and I decided to stop doing world predictions a few years ago because I felt like it was so heavy and energetically draining. And you and I have talked about that as well. But I felt like that the premonition that I received, I was actually told this from someone in spirit about what's coming. I felt like that other people needed to be prepared. And so I've been a little more vocal lately about some of my predictions. And this particular one, I feel like actual war is coming to our land. And I feel like first it's coming in a type of civil war / revolution. And then I feel later that there is a sort of an attack coming from another country. And have you seen some of that as well, Leanna?
Yeah. Actually, in January, I had done some predictions. I think I came up with like 26 of them. It was 2016, 2017 predictions, because as you know, when you do predictions, it always makes you feel as if it's going to be right now. It, you know, there's really no way to have this time frame cut down. So I agree with you. I see that what I was shown was that there will be no nuclear war, but there would be a World War III. And I also feel like we're going to have troops from a different country on our land here in the USA. So I've seen a few things happening to the U.S., you know, where we have an Oriental army coming into our San Diego area. I've seen that. I've seen that twice, actually, in two different ways. I've seen something going on in I keep seeing the Statue of Liberty, so it's got to be New York, something going on there. And I was trying to decipher if it was going to be like an attack or if it was going to be more of a natural disaster, but it feels more like an attack. So, but I don't get a specific time frame. I've tried really hard to focus on a time frame, and I just don't get it. And I also see that there's going to be something around some kind of a major red flag type of attack, you know, where it gives justification to the U.S. as far as everyone's concerned, not what the facts are, to justify going into war. And then they'll use that to blame the economy collapsing.
I agree. And I find it fascinating that we have so many whistleblowers coming forward now. And, you know, you have the WikiLeaks, the Julian Assange, you have the Snowden, and so many more. And actually, one of my clients is a whistleblower. She's written a book about it, Dawn Westmoreland. Check her out on Amazon. And she stepped into her truth. And so I feel like that it's powerful, these people that are standing up for their beliefs, whether you believe in what they're saying or not. I feel like that we do have to kind of support them for speaking their truth, because many times they're taking their lives in their hand. And to me, with this work that we do, Leanna, we have to speak our truth. And I really respect those people out there that speak their truth and let us know sort of what's going on.
Well, I mean, I think my big issue in sharing that type of information has always been, I don't like to promote fear. And of course, you're talking about very large situations and global crises, and so it makes me uncomfortable to put it out there. That's why my
predictions are not on my website, and I've sent them to just a select few people. However, I haven't gotten to the point yet of putting it out there, just because, yeah. Specifically because I don't want to promote fear.
And I agree, and I wrestle with this back and forth. But, you know, I feel like that with this situation, we have time to sort of make sure that we're prepared, you know, within our own families, within our communities. And we can also continue to meditate and, you know, pray for peace and send light, absolutely. And, you know, I will talk about raising our vibration and more love and light filled things the last part of the show, because, you know, I feel the same way. But I also feel like, and this is what my spirit guide told me, is you were given this for a reason, and, you know, share it with as many people as you can. And so I know with this newsletter, I received so many emails and comments back from people thanking me for having the courage to kind of put it out there. And so we'll talk about some more of that when we come back after the break. We'll be taking one more, actually two more breaks before the show's over. And we're going to talk about some of the classes that you teach. We're going to talk about what a session is like with you, Leanna. So for those of you who would like to find Leanna after the show, you can find her at energyvibrationalbalance.com. And check me out on my website, jillmjackson.com, or you can also find me at Shea Parker's Best American Psychics.com. And next month's show, be sure to tune in. I will be interviewing Dr. Susan Shumsky, and that will be an interesting interview as well. She's written many, many books. And we will be right back after the break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Jill M. Jackson, and I'm with my guest, Leanna Marino. Welcome back to the show, Leanna.
Thank you.
So when we were going to break, we were talking about predictions and how we go back and forth on whether to announce our predictions. And I feel like that now people are really searching for truths and they're searching for answers and they're really wanting to know how they can prepare and sort of what's coming up. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about any more of your predictions that you've received this year.
Okay. Let's see. I know that there's going to be something really interesting regarding the Grand Canyon in Arizona. It feels like really big news and might prevent the public from being able to go see it at some point. I'm not really sure what it's around, so it should be interesting.
Okay. That is interesting.
Let's see. Trying to look at the ones that aren't so. There's going to be some kind of technology breakthrough with some kind of a microchip or something like that being used to help the heart instead of a pacemaker.
That's cool.
And then also, I really love this one. I may have already I wrote these back in last January, so I don't know. I haven't checked up on this one, but something around converting the ocean water to drinking water. That's going to get a lot of attention and it's going to get a lot of investment. So it's going to become a really common thing, but it feels like it's closer to being after like 2018.
That's interesting. That's really interesting and exciting for so many different reasons. Wow. I love that. Now, I've also seen that there's going to be some instability again with the financial markets. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm trying to get timing on that. I feel like that we are in a housing bubble. I feel like that the housing market is going to – the bubble is going to kind of pop, and I feel like it's going to be sometime in 2017. I wanted to see what mm-hmm. you were getting on that as well.
I got the same thing. Matter of fact, I just told a friend of mine this weekend the same exact thing. So I'm concerned about, with my friend, I was concerned about his 401k and money that's being invested because I know that's going to all be affected. And I do see something shifting in 2017. I don't know if it's going to be during that red flag event that I saw that collapsed. I don't know if this is one and the same or if this is like a test to see how it's going to go, but something around 2017, something to do with the housing and the rates, and it's going to affect investment.
Yes, and you know, I feel like that, I agree. I feel like people really need to pay attention to their pensions, their 401ks. Gold and silver are amazing investments. I feel like that those prices are being suppressed, and I feel like that we will see a rise in especially silver prices within the next mm-hmm. year or two.
You know, I wrote something about that too. I put that the market is unstable and investments should be in gold type metals, and it's going to do well after it goes down first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a period where it goes down and then comes back up. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be where to put your money, definitely. But something
Go ahead.
I was just going to say another prediction I had written down was people are becoming more spiritual and realizing their personal gifts. Vibration of the earth is shifting. As people shift, so spirit connection is becoming accepted and the norm as more people are tapping into their core being. So natural energy healing will not be dismissed by media any longer. There's going to be no way that to deny that it works. And doctors and pharmaceutical companies will be angry, and there will be a big movement regarding natural healing facilities trying to get sabotage to make it look like they're scams. And in the end, the pharma companies and medical fields are going to lose a lot of money and eventually start implementing the natural healing sources into their practices. And they're going to end up, that's going to be to prevent them from going out of business.
Right. Yeah, that that really resonates. And, you know, they some hospitals now are actually doing, they call it healing touch or something like that. They're not calling it Reiki or Chios or Theta healing or anything like that, but they it's basically the same thing, and they are bringing people in to do that. So that's kind of the first step. But that's interesting that you saw it where the, it's kind of made fun of, and then it, they have to accept it. Because I feel like
right.
that it's
or go out of business.
Right. Yeah. Because more and more people are waking up that, to me, the best modality is a blend of natural and, you know, Western medicine. If you can, you know, it's called functional medicine, and more people are waking up to using both.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that prediction.
Yeah.
Now, talking a little bit about your prediction where you're, where people are coming into their own gifts, and I love that. I love teaching psychic development. I love teaching the introduction to psychic development classes, because we all come in with that you have seen that people start waking up to that and accepting it, and it's talked about more and more. And I love how you saw that by accepting it and talking about it, that in itself helps raise the vibration of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I love working with my clients and, you know, going over something that they thought was just weird, you know, a weird coincidence in their life. And I'm like, I validate the fact that they have this gift, and encourage them to use it. And especially because spirit often is pushing them to use it, and they're not seeing those signs. So I'm always looking to, when I do my, you know, my work with my clients, I'm always looking to introduce them to getting familiar with their gift, and then, you know, pushing them to use it. So I think that's really important. It's who they really are. And actually, once they start tapping into that, things really flow for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I used to joke that sometimes, you know, if we kind of agreed with our own free will to be on a certain life path, and we're not listening, and we're not paying attention to the signs, the symbols, the synchronicities that are happening around us, kind of our spirit guides will, I know for myself years ago, they would have to just pretty much hit me over the head with a 2x4 sometimes for me to really pay attention. But now that I listen to my own inner guidance, it's amazing. Like you said, your life just flows so much easier mm-hmm. when we listen, because we all have that
right.
gut instinct. We all do.
Well, and I think the important thing is not fighting it. You know, we often are always fighting what our head is telling us and analyzing, like you are, you know, you're so analytical of everything. I'm so proud of you for coming as far as you have, because, you know, trying to really keep in touch with your intuition and trust what you're getting and what your, you know, your body as a messenger is telling you, compared to the analytical portion of your brain saying, well, you know, it was probably just this, or it was probably just that, or I just have this on my mind and happened to see that. So
yeah.
I love to see people you know, come into themselves.
Absolutely. And I encourage, I teach that to my clients as well. So I know that you teach it's the Chios energy. And can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that and what your classes are like?
Sure. Well, I'm a Chios master teacher. So I perform healings, energy healings, as well as certify in levels 1, 2, and 3. It's a profound alternative therapy in alternative medicine and holistic health. It's a spiritual healing method that expands the energy uses with color and light and healing techniques in the client's energy field or aura or chakra, whatever, you know, you're comfortable with. And it can assist in the quality of life for both the healer and the client. And my desire in this whole area is to teach people how to heal themselves and find their healer within. Everyone can learn to access this, but I teach your classes both hands-on as well as through guided materials, testing, and workbook.
That's cool. And do you enjoy teaching?
Oh, I love it. I love it because They're so excited about the things that they learn. My all-time favorite thing is to teach someone how to see their own aura. And the way I set them up is, you know, to put their hand over something about an inch or two above a darker, maybe a folder or a cloth or something like that, and to not look at their fingers, but to look between them. And then they'll notice the glow around their fingers. And then I have them moving their hand left to right where they can sway it and see what the aura looks like. It almost looks like gas fumes. And they get so excited. And then I get excited because I love seeing them learn something like that. And then, you know, that shows them that they physically saw with their eyes, because so many people need to see it to believe it instead of believe it to see it. And mm-hmm. when they finally see that, they realize the potential is actually really there. And they have some kind of evidence of it now. So I love that.
Absolutely.
I get very excited.
Yeah.
Teaching.
Yeah, I do too. And I feel like that when somebody can see something like their own aura, then they recognize that energy is alive. And I mean, our aura is a living energy field. And so I see that as such potential for people to be able to experience something like that. So I love mm-hmm. that. And I love that you get excited about
it. Or to see it around other people, or to see it around even rocks or trees. You see it around everything, and it's very exciting because everything's a vibration. So then going from that to, you know, how does someone's aura around them, or what is the main color that sticks out to you? And it doesn't mean stick out with your eyes, but sticks out to you when your eyes are closed in that person. And how does that color make you feel so that you can sense what they're feeling? You know, it's just so many things that they can learn. It's really exciting to see someone really grasp it.
Absolutely. And I agree. And I, in my classes, I teach people about the colors, and I tell them, you know, it's great to read books about aura colors and the meanings and things like that. But I like people to meditate on what the color means to them. So,
right. How it feels. That's usually what I tell them, is how does it feel?
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, we have one more break to go, and be sure to join us after the break. We have some really exciting things to talk about as we finish up the show. This is Dylan Jackson. You are listening to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. We will be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. This is Jill M. Jackson, and we are with my special guest, Leanna Marino. You're listening to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. Welcome back to the show, Leanna.
Thank you.
Are you able to hear me? We're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, so please bear with us. You can hear me okay, Leanna?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about your sessions, and I know that you do both psychic readings and you also do energy healing and balancing, and then you also combine the two. So can you talk a little bit about what a session with you is like so our listeners can get familiar with it?
Okay. So I created what I call an authorization prayer that I send to my clients and have them say out loud before bed. I have the ability to merge with my client's energy, where I can not only see where this inflammation or the pain or scar tissue or anything like that, but I can feel it in my own body. So I flush the body with light, work on specific areas that I'm drawn to, release the stagnation, align the chakras, and then once I have done the healing portion of the healing part, I go into a channel and write down all the messages that I'm given from the guides, the celestial teachers, the angels, loved ones, etc. Hence the reason for the authorization prayer. So I often receive information on what type of cell fault the client has, and if they're deficient in a specific cell fault that their specific body has, it can cause actual issues like with depression or maybe drying of the hair or issues with the intestines. So it's really important. If their cell fault is a certain cell fault, then they need to not be deficient in it. So I always check on that. The following day, I'll do an hour-long reading with my client. We cover the healing notes that I took, and then I cover the channel for the monthly forecast that I also do for them. And after that, then we bring in any messages or validations from loved ones. And I try to keep it under an hour, but I often go over accidentally. You know how I am.
Yes, yes. I mean, that is an amazing experience for someone to be able to have all of that in one session with someone, to be able to get the healing done on their body, to get their chakras balance, to find out anything they may be deficient in, and then also have a reading on top of that. I think that is an amazing service that you offer. I know I've experienced it myself, and it's unreal. It's quite amazing.
Cool.
So
thank you.
You're welcome. And then also to have loved ones come in as well. So now I also wanted to talk about, I know you and I both are Mother Earth sensitives, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that and talk to our listeners who may be experiencing some of these symptoms themselves. So do you want to talk a little bit about that, Leanna?
About the symptoms?
Yeah, the symptoms and what it means to be a mother, you know, to be an Earth sensitive.
Okay, well, so being Earth sensitive, and really when you say earth sensitive, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about solar, I'm talking about moon, I'm talking about any energies, period, that mingle with the earth. And so when there's going to be deep earthquakes, I may tend to get nauseous, headaches, even vomiting, depending on how bad it's going to be. I kind of have to separate those things, though, because I also will get them when it's going to be something like a terrorist attack, and I'll get very similar symptoms, except I'll have, you know, vomiting will be worse. I don't know how to separate those two yet, but I'll get the head pressure, the ear tones. Sometimes I get blurred vision. So it just depends. I have found that a lot of people have the same type of symptoms. But I also feel like they've increased since we started having some of these downloads that we're having this past summer with the energy coming in.
Yeah, and vertigo is a big one too. I feel like that the vertigo is associated with kind of earth changes with the earthquakes and tsunamis and things like that, and with, like you said, the downloads, and you know, that's kind of a complicated subject. We would need a whole nother hour or more to talk mm-hmm. about that. But you want to just touch on that quickly to let our listeners know what you're talking about.
So let's say September. We'll use September as the lovely example. September, we had those vortexes, we had a change of season, and we had the retrograde. So with the eclipses, we had these light code downloads that came into our body. I found in doing healings, it was changing the DNA around, and it was causing the body to kind of drop its immune system so it can recalibrate. And it just makes you feel completely different. It almost makes you feel fluish. So it just, everyone has different symptoms, but I would say my symptoms have been very consistent with each time we have these downloads. And we've had many downloads, and the more we have them, our bodies then recalibrate. And then when we have the next ones, they're even more intense. So we're adjusting at the speed of light, literally. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened on the earth before. We're the guinea pigs, and we're doing amazing, by the way. Yeah. Spirit is very proud of us and proud that we're able to be able to take on these energy, because it is tough. It's tough on the body. And that's why you're finding a lot of people deciding to leave the earth or their bodies at this time. You know, a lot of people don't want to feel this, and they don't want to experience it. It's not the best, most comfortable feeling. But then again, we're talking about adapting and adapting to change, and life and growing, your soul growth is about change.
Absolutely. And what happens when these calibrations take place is we're able to hold more light in our physical bodies, mm-hmm. which, you know, we're trying to ascend to the fifth dimension. We are in the third dimension now, and a lot of us fluctuate between the third and the fifth. And I know for those of us who are sensitive and gifted and awake and aware, trying to navigate both dimensions can be quite challenging at times. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Leanna?
Well, to me, the challenging part is coming back to this one.
When you're
in the higher energy, it feels amazing. It feels lighter. You're so much happier. And I don't know. To me, I feel like I'll flip back and forth. But you can definitely tell when you're doing that, because it takes a lot out of you to come back to the heavier, denser energy. But that's about as much as I can say about that, because I haven't been in the higher energy long enough to know how to stay there yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we do have to, you know, live in this three-dimensional reality that we have. So I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening, Leanna, and go ahead and let people know how they can get in touch with you after the show.
Okay, well, they can go to my website, energyvibrationalbalance.com, and my number is on there. Maybe my email is on there. You can just simply email me and leave your number and your information, and I will make a phone call to you to set up an introduction call, and then we can take it from there based on what you're looking for.
And then as far as your classes, will you just be putting that on your website whenever you're offering those as well?
You know, I offer them year round. It's because it's not like a class where someone goes to a class of 12 people. This is really a one-on-one thing. So I will typically email the materials to the client for the first, for the first certification class. I will do the attunement on them. I will work with them over the phone. And yet I do have times where I'll meet with my clients one-on-one. So, but it's a one-on-one experience. It is not a full class.
Well, that's even better, where people can kind of do it at their own pace and whenever it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
right.
Wonderful.
And I really want them to grasp the idea.
That's even better. So for those of you who are looking to study energy and energy healings, be sure to reach out to Leanna and ask her about her level one CHEO's classes. I love that they can do this at their own pace and from their own homes and over the internet. That's wonderful with your helping them at the same time. And so be sure to join us next month as I interview Dr. Susan Chomsky, and that will be the third Tuesday in November. And you can find me at www.jillmjackson.com. You can also find me at bestamericanpsychics.com and on my Facebook page, Psychic Jill M. Jackson. And that's about it. I want to wish everyone a very beautiful Tuesday and just kind of embrace this intense energy as we kind of ride it and use this time to manifest, use this time to create a lot of positive changes in your life and write down your manifestations. With this new energy, we're able to manifest more than ever. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's powerful. So thank you again, Leanna. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
And thank you, Joe, for having me. I really am very grateful.
Beautiful. Namaste, everyone. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.